But my eyes tell me this is not the case. I'm here. You're there, wherever you are. But maybe I should not trust these eyes that tell me that the earth is flat, that the ground I'm standing on is stationary, that objects are solid. These are all superstitions that I have developed because I have learned to trust my eyes. Sensory experience tells me that the ground I'm standing on is stationary, but I know it's spinning at dizzying speeds and hurtling through outer space at thousands of miles an hour. Sensory experience tells me that the earth is flat and nobody believes that anymore. Sensory experience tells us that the objects of our perception are solid, and we know that they're ultimately made up of atoms, which in turn are particles that are whizzing at dizzying speeds around huge empty spaces, and that these particles aren't material objects, but fluctuations of energy in a huge void of information and energy. So maybe we shouldn't trust the senses that much. The truth is, I'm here, but I'm also everywhere else. That you are there, but you're also here. Because here is there, and there is everywhere. And of course, everywhere is nowhere, specifically. Or take the question of time. Infinite time extends backwards from this moment. Infinite time extends forwards from this moment. So this moment is really at the center of infinity. But so is every other moment, because infinity in time extends backwards and forwards from every other moment. So every moment in time is every other moment in time. Time, too, is non-local. And the fact that we can localize it is just another perceptual artifact based on the quality of our attention.
As T.S. Eliot says in one of his most memorable pieces of poetry, time present and time past are both perhaps present in time future, and time future contained in time past. If all time is eternally present, all time is unredeemable. What might have been is an abstraction, remaining a perpetual possibility only in a world of speculation. What might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present. Footfalls echo in the memory, down the passage, which we did not take, towards the door we never opened into the rose garden. My words echo thus in your mind.
So you see, now we are really in trouble. I don't even know where I'm located, in either space or time. If I cannot localize myself here or there or anywhere, then how can I say that this body, this physical body, is close to me? I don't even know where I am. And not that tree or that other body or any other body. How can I say that this body is mine and not that other body, not that tree, not those galaxies, not those stars? So you say, okay, maybe I'm not the environment, maybe I'm not the body. I must at least be my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions. At least those are truly mine. But who can truly, honestly claim to know where these thoughts, these feelings and emotions come from? Where do they come from? Where do they disappear? And if I can't hang on to any specific location in either space or time, then how can I claim exclusivity over my thoughts? In fact, there is no idea you have or I have that either you or I can claim to be exclusively and uniquely ours. As Nietzsche said, although we live under the assumption that we think, it's more likely that we are being thought.